Veterinary vaccines and medicines and commercial pet food are making our dogs ill. That's according to Catherine O'Driscoll from Canine Health Concern.
Let's start with vaccines and let's keep it really simple and straightforward. Historically, we've been told we must vaccinate our dogs every year. Same with cats, horses, sometimes every 6 months. The scientific truth of that is that you don't need to. Once you are immune to viral disease, you are immune for years and probably for life. There is absolutely no need to troll along to the vets year after year and pump essentially toxins into your pet. It can cause harm. So the least often we do it, the better it's going to be for the animal. As far as pharmaceutical drugs are concerned, they do have their place. You know, if your dog's got a life-threatening infection, then an antibiotic could well save his life. Similarly, if your dog has a massive allergic reaction, a steroid injection could save his life. But what you want to do is avoid these drugs unless they're absolutely necessary. And unfortunately, the veterinary profession, because of the way it has built up over the years, has very little other than these two drugs to use. And they are doled out like Smarties. And please don't think I'm criticising individual vets. I know they have the best interests of the animals at heart. But there's a whole world out there of alternatives that are safer and as effective and don't have the side effects. With regard to food, food is really fundamental. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said, "Let food be thy medicine." So many of the conditions that are being treated in animals today, and I have to say in humans too, are diseases of malnutrition. They're deficiency diseases. If we eat properly, if we feed our animals biologically appropriate food, then actually, and we've proven this over the last 13 years of running Canine Health Concern, we have hundreds and hundreds of members whose dogs are fed properly with natural food, not fast food, which is what pet food is. They have healthy dogs who don't have hot spots, who don't have constant digestive problems, who don't have chronic diseases, you know, who aren't wasting away in front of their eyes. Healthy, vibrant dogs. And the simple reason is they've been given the fuel they need to survive.
Now, if vaccines and pharmaceutical drugs and pet food in tins and packets and so on are all things that aren't that great for our dogs, why is it that everyone is telling us, or the experts say to us, these are the right things to do?
Aha. Well, basically, it's down to, I hesitate to say it because it makes me sound like some sort of strange person, but really, it's all down to money. The multinationals have millions of pounds to throw at veterinary teaching establishments, and I have to say also at the universities that teach our doctors. They're there sponsoring, you know, I mean, vets, I've often said they don't blow their noses without getting sponsored. They pay for library wings, they pay for bursaries, they're just handing their money out all over the place. And to a large extent, they dictate the curriculum. If the university is competing for funds from big business to conduct research and they're teaching stuff that the sponsor doesn't like, they take the money away. So our vets are really being misinformed and misled, and it's a tragedy for them. So it's a sad situation.
And what about once they actually get out into practice, though? Because surely at that point you're seeing the animals, and therefore, you know, almost anybody who actually starts working in an industry starts to learn for themselves. Are they not then seeing the differences?
I think the mind is a very faulty compass, and if you've been trained to look for certain things and not for others, it's often quite difficult to see it. Vets haven't historically been taught, for example, that vaccines can cause epilepsy. They haven't been taught that vaccines can cause skin disease. They probably haven't been taught that vaccines have been shown scientifically to cause arthritis. So when a dog has an epileptic fit 2 days after a vaccine shot, quite often, the vet doesn't suspect a link. It just doesn't come into consciousness. So what I'm hoping to do is to bring these things to their attention so they can start looking. Unfortunately, it's hard for them to start looking because it goes against everything they know.
Now, a lot of the drug manufacturers, though, do produce a list of side effects with all their drugs, and that applies the same for animal drugs as it does for humans. So surely the information is there, isn't it?
Well, that's interesting. Let me give you an example. There's a drug called Rimadyl, which is manufactured by Pfizer. And in America, owners started getting together when their dogs were dying. And it became apparent that one of the side effects of Rimadyl, which is an anti-arthritis drug, was death. And the FDA in America insisted that Pfizer hand out a data sheet for the dog owners when it was prescribed to indicate that death was a potential consequence of using that drug. In America, the rest of the world, where the FDA has no jurisdiction, that information is not available to pet owners.
That's Catherine O'Driscoll.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.